We're going to head now over toward University Theater at NC State with Mia Self, who is directing their production of The Crucible. Let's see. Mia, are you there? Is that Mia?
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I am doing very well. We are hopping along here today. The Crucible, if we've done some theater or been to theater, people probably recognize that name. But remind us what the plot of the play is, and then remind us what the meaning of the play is.
Sure. So many, many people read The Crucible in high school because it was a nice entree into American history and looking at Massachusetts settlement. So the setting is 1692, and it's the beginning of the Salem witch trials and looking very specifically at, you know, what we now use the phrase going on a witch hunt, you know, what this actually meant, where we're searching for active wrongdoing and we're looking at Puritanism and the thought that if you will not confess but you've been accused, it means you're guilty and you'll hang. If you confess, then you'll just be jailed. And so it's this horrific catch-22 that we see all of these people in that have been accused by a group of young girls that are part of the community in Salem, Massachusetts. It centers around John Proctor and his wife, Elizabeth, and their former servant, Abigail Williams, who is the leader of this clutch of girls who begin accusing the residents of Salem of witchcraft. And Abigail is the niece of Salem's community preacher. So there's a lot of cachet at that point in time because the government and the church were connected at that point in time. So these trials would have happened in meeting houses and church-related buildings, and God was invoked on a regular basis as part of this trial. And hundreds of people were hung and accused of witchcraft during this time period. It's based in historical figures, although lots of artistic license was taken by Arthur Miller because he decided ultimate way to give us a little bit of aesthetic distance because he was in the midst of wrestling with the anti-communist movement that was active in the United States in the early and mid-50s. And so The Crucible was published, hit the stage in 1952, and played for a number of years. Arthur Miller himself was brought before the House on Un-American Activities, which was actively trying to root out communism, in 1954. So it was just a really nice way of looking at what was happening in his contemporary America from that historical perspective.
And when I look at some of the pictures from your production, it doesn't look like 1692.
It isn't. We decided we're 69 years out from the opening of the production, and it's enough time now that we've got enough aesthetic distance that we don't need to see them as Puritans to understand what we're looking at with that. So we set it in the 50s, which hopefully gives us enough distance to understand as audience members that really we're not even talking about an anti-communist movement anymore. We're talking about any group of individuals who are in power, who have stated this is the way to do something, and we're going to root out people who object to that for whatever reason. And so it becomes a really interesting way to look at a historical piece that has a historical reference and hopefully see the magic of theater where we're able to use aesthetic distance to investigate story and connection and human behavior in a different kind of way.
And give me the dates and the times for your production.
We open October 20th. Evening shows Thursday through Saturday at 7:30. We have a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock, and then we jump ahead a week, and we'll run through October 30th with those same evening 7:30 shows and the Sunday matinee at 2.
Excellent. It is The Crucible at University Theater of NC State. Mia Self is directing this production, set in the 50s from this old show there. Mia, good to talk to you as always. Take care.
Thank you.